goat for a second.
Whoa, you okay there, sir?
No. Yo, what's up, my guys? It's,
it's the morning ride with, Christopher and Daniel.
Yeah, I'm trying to cram shit into my backpack. Give me a fucking second.
No. Alright, I guess I'll talk about the weather while he's cramming his, poop in his backpack. Today it's gonna
be... Boom, got my sunglasses, bitch. Alright.
Oh my god, that was so cringy. Don't ever do that again. Please don't ever do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's hot.
I'm not Will Smith.
Today it is no cloudy with, 59 degree Fahrenheit temperature.
And for some reason, I'm not wearing a jacket today, but for some reason, I'm not cold. I don't know why. Probably because of this fucking sickness that I have of the face, which is making my entire body just warm. It's a lovely day today, I'd say. It's probably gonna get, into the high 80s for some fucking reason.
Oh, yeah, in the middle of winter, because, Florida.
Yeah, yesterday it was, really hot after school. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I was not appreciating that.
I took off my jacket.
Jacket.
I took off my jacket. First period, because it got so hot in Latin, and then by the time I got to lunch, there was no need for a jacket. It got so hot for no reason, and then
I took off my jacket in first period. I
took off my jacket. Do you ever just have a jacket, dude? I don't have my jacket today.
What was that?
I don't know. And by the time I got to, English, that classroom is just fucking cold.
Oh.
It's, 40 degrees in there.
I want to know where your English class is so I can transfer into it.
I have the same teacher as you.
Rollison. Yeah. Damn it, never mind.
Yeah. I mean, if you want an easy English class, just transfer to my English class, because it's just fucking
stupid. I won't transfer your English class. I'll just
not exist.
Not. I'd rather not have to go in that classroom if I don't have to. That's just me, though.
We have to write, a senior memoir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys have to write senior memoirs. We had to... The thing is, though, we had to... the only reason I know about that and what it is because we had to do the same thing. I'm convinced our curriculum is literally the same exact thing in that class. All the assignments are the exact same.
Just that you guys have, essays to write and we don't. Right?
Yeah, but, some of the essay prompts we actually share with you guys.
We haven't had a single essay this year.
Oh, really? Then I must be thinking... Wait, are you in Standard or Honors?
Standard.
Oh, okay. Some of the Honors kids that have... Does she teach English for Honors?
I have no idea.
No, sorry. I'm not thinking of English for Honors. I'm thinking of the AP classes she teaches. Right. So we share some of the essays of the AP classes. She literally just uses the same curriculum. Okay, guys, you're gonna write an essay about this. And, yeah. the essays don't even line up with the AP curriculum or our curriculum. For dual enrollment English. And it's literally okay, I'm just gonna make you guys do work, and, yeah.
I think our teacher just finds our class, just dummy retarded, so that's why she doesn't make us do essays. So, because she knows that, half the kids won't even do them, and if they do, they'll be so half-assed that you'll think the essays were written by fucking seventh graders. So, yeah. Did we write a single essay? I don't remember. I don't think we wrote. No, we've never written any essays.
Good on you, then.
And I don't think we don't have any coming up, and which it's kind of concerning, because I've only written one essay this entire year, and it was for economics. So it's very concerning, because in college you have to write essays.
Yeah.
And I need to work on writing essays. The only year that I actually focused on writing essays was last year in English 3 with Mr. Johnson. Because he's, super strict, and he's just,
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah,
Mr. Johnson from Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, he's, so focused on, getting kids into college. And he makes us do, essays all the time. This person does not have their brake lights. That is very concerning. Anyways, but, Mr. Johnson made us do, essays, every other week, not every other week, but like once a month in his class, I'd say. Yeah. Like, at once a month, we'd have to do an essay in his class. That's why I was so dreadful of his class, because, like, he's kind of like the Gordon Ramsay of English.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to match up to his standards and to, like, have everything correct. If you don't...
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, if you don't...
Where the fuck are the periods in your fucking essay?
He's gonna, like, berate you for not writing an essay correctly. Or just, like, making a simple... like, spelling mistake or something.
What is this grammar syntax? You don't fucking use commas and semicolons in the same fucking set. Actually, you do. I lied.
I think if we were to, like... If we were to ask anyone who had Mr. Johnson within our friend group, they would all say that he's pretty much the Gordon Ramsay of English.
I had him for a day. It's not because I transferred out of his class or anything, because it was too hard. It was because Mrs. Fordham, my AP Lang teacher at the time, and Mr. Johnson, the... hold on, excuse me, I said that wrong. Mr. Johnson, the other AP Lang teacher at the time, decided to switch classes. And Mr. Johnson... God, I hate saying that so much, but I love it at the same time. Anyway, Mr. Johnson decided that, hey, we're gonna go review over some old essays of yours. And, it was not good.
Dude, he was like,
alright, what we're gonna do is we're gonna write a quick essay, it's only gonna be 3 paragraphs, and you have to write it about a current event and how it affects the world. And half the kids don't even pay attention to the news. There. So... they were like, but Mr. Johnson, what do you want us to do about this essay if we don't listen to the news? And he said, you don't listen to the news? And we all looked at Mr. Johnson. And he said, you guys don't listen to the news. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I look at the news on my phone and stuff, but I mean, it keeps me semi-updated on what's going on. So he starts picking on random kids in the class that all raise their hands that they didn't listen to the news in the morning, or at least try to keep updated, and like ask them random questions about what's going on in the world. Uh-huh. And he's like, this is a mistake. This is a fucking mistake. Why aren't you guys listening to the news? You could be using this to tie this into your essay to get free A's. And everyone was like, oh shit, free A's?
Yeah, dude, that was the most terrifying part of this class, because if you failed to do something for him, or if you don't, like, if you're not updated on something, he will randomly pick on people, right? Yeah. So, like, he'll pick up on this one kid. Like, he's just trying to, like, kind of, like, pretend like he's listening or whatever, but he's trying to, like, not get attention from Mr. Johnson so that he wouldn't be called on. Yeah. But then he'd just randomly be called on, and then he would ask him a question that this kid has, like, no idea, like, how to answer.
Yeah.
And he'll just sit there and be like, And then Mr. Johnson will just fucking, like, roast them.
Yeah.
That was the scariest part of his class. Being publicly humiliated by him. Like, it was awful.
I actually like Mr. Johnson, but I feel like it's because that I'm, like... I actually pay attention in English. I at least try to. I kind of enjoy English. I'm not really good at math and science, so writing is kind of my thing. So I always try to pay attention to my English classes, and that's why I think Mr. Johnson slightly liked me. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But anyway.
I mean,
hold on. I said it wrong. Mr. Johnson.
He's a good English teacher.
He's a really good English teacher.
He's like one of the best English teachers, but like it just...
He's real strict.
Real strict and just scary. I had him for journalism sophomore year as well.
Oh, and his journalism. I think he likes a lot of kids in his journalism class.
He did not like our journalism class, I'd say.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know. We were journalism 1, obviously, and I did not like that class because it was not one of my top 3 options for an elective.
Oh.
It was like probably my 5th or 6th option, and they for some reason put me in that, and I was like, you've got to be shitting me, dude. I don't like journalism.
What were your first 4 options, do you remember?
I think Creative Photography 1. Yeah, Creative Photography 1 was the first one, I think.
Hey, that was my first option in sophomore year. I didn't get in.
And they had removed, like, after freshman year, they removed the TV and film production class, which really made me upset, because that's what I'm trying to go for in life, you know?
Yeah.
But if you fucking remove the class, then how am I supposed to continue with that? I guess I have to self-teach myself, right? So, creative photography was my first one. My second one... I don't even remember. I'd say one of the art classes... Wait, did I take drawing... When did I take drawing one? I think I took drawing one sophomore year. No, yes. No, freshman year. I don't fucking remember, dude. I don't remember what my, like, top three electric choices were. But all I know for certain was that journalism was my fifth or sixth choice. And yeah. I had weight training somewhere at the top as well. And I got that class as well. And, yeah. Weight training turned me into a stick, I'd say. Because I think I had weight training sixth period? Yeah, sixth period. And I would train hard every day with Alexander.
Yeah.
And the only problem was that I didn't eat afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't eat a lot. So I was fucking underweight, and I did not, like, grow in any way.
That sucks. Yeah, so. I feel like that, like, weightlifting only works if you're doing, like, eating and all that stuff afterwards, you know?
Yeah, basically. I mean, like, right now, I've grown, because I work out at our neighborhood gym, and then right as soon as I come home after I take a shower, I just eat a lot of food. So, and I mean, I've definitely gained more weight, and I've grown. Grant keeps calling me hot for some reason, but, yeah, like, you have to, I don't think weight training is a good idea if you can't, like, eat right afterwards. You would even need, like, at least 2 protein bars, I'd say, like, right after weight training, mm-hmm. just to have something, but I didn't have that. And I also remember sophomore year, I didn't, like, eat a lot for lunch. I don't know why, I was fucking stupid. I think it was because we didn't have enough food at home or some shit like that, and I didn't bother to pack anything. So I would come to lunch, was just like, I would never have anything to eat for lunch. I'd have like a random apple or something, and sometimes a sandwich, and that was it. And it was god awful, dude. I was like 124 pounds after sophomore year.
Jeez, that's real light, dude.
Yeah.
You should have joined the rowing team. You could have been a coxswain.
I didn't know you at the time, so I didn't know that there was a rowing team in general.
Yeah. But coxswains, the only thing they do, they don't do anything. All they do is just walk around while the rowers actually work out, and then shout at people in the boat. Yeah.
Wait, hold on, I'm confused.
So when in rowing, you know how there's a boat, right? There's rowers in a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know where to go, because apparently us rowers are, like, thick heads. So we needed a person to tell us what to do, and actually it's really helpful.
So what, do they just walk along, like...
No, they sit in the boat.
Oh, they sit in the boat.
They're in the boat with you. If you're in an 8-person boat or a 4-person boat, they will sit in the boat with you and tell you, like, what pace you're supposed to row at, like, if we're steering some way or we need to start steering some way, they'll tell us, like, you know, one side more pressure, one side less pressure, keep us rowing in sync, you know, just point out any sloppy mistakes if you're starting to get tired, that sort of thing. They're actually really, really helpful. It's a really important position, but they're really hard to find because everyone has to be, like, super lightweight for a coxswain. Like, most of our coxswains are from the middle school team because we need so many lightweight people. Like, Elliot, I think he's still too heavy to be a coxswain, and I can squat him, like, without a problem.
How much does Elliot weigh?
I think I want to say 130. I know the heaviest a coxswain can be is, like, 125. That's why they're typically females.
Oh.
Yeah, rowing is a pleasure. You've got a middle schooler in a really squeaky voice that still hasn't adopted puberty yet telling you to row harder. It's great.
Put more pressure on the left side. No, yeah. Not like that. Go right.
say I'd be good at that position, because I'm good at call-outs.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm 135 pounds, so...
Yeah, you're just slightly above the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does suck. And it's also a lot of multitasking, too. Like, I almost got called the cox about, and I'm like, no, that's okay. Because I am not very good at multitasking. My brain just does not... just says no. It's just like, no. Yeah, so you have to... because you also have, like, a rudder you have to control. You have to make sure all your rowers are, you know, doing things right. You have to make sure you're not about to hit another boat or, like, steering off to the side. Trust me, it happens a lot more than you think. I wasn't in the boat, but one of our race teams were out on the water, and I think they were sitting at the finish line. Like, they were just waiting to dock and get the boat out of the water and go back up. And another team had just destroyed the side of their boat. They rode right into it, and, like, we were shouting at them, stop. And they just kept rowing right into our boat, and it was great. It wasn't great, actually. It was pretty sad. Like, it sucked. That was one of our good boats, and then we had to send it off to the repair shop. But it's funny looking back, because, you know, everything's funny looking back.
Well, the only closest thing I've done to some form of rowing was fucking...
the rowing machine.
No,
That's actually pretty close. Kayaking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a 2-seater kayak with me and my mom, and it was just, like, confusing.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. A rowing machine is a lot more, like, rowing than a kayak.
Well, I bet. Because...
have you just not done a rowing machine?
I can't recall.
You can't recall? Wow.
Because I went to the YMCA, and, like, they had some kind of, like, they claimed it was a rowing machine.
Something they claimed was a rowing machine.
But, like, I don't remember. It was so weird. Like, you just, like, sit in this, like, weird seat and then, like, pull this bar towards you. I don't know. It was, like, as I said, I can't remember.
Sounds like a rowing machine. It's a weird thing. Check. Has a seat. Check. Has a bar that you pull towards you. Yep, check. Uh-huh.
It's like, my neighborhood gym doesn't have anything close to a rowing machine, so I can't train on one of those.
Yeah.
I really wish I could, but no, we don't have one.
They're really helpful for training your core and your legs, specifically.
Isn't it, like, train fucking, like, everything?
Yeah. Everything besides, like, your arms, really. And even then, that's a little bit still... I think it does more of your legs, your core, and, like, your lower back than anything.
Nah, I need that.
And your ass. See how long you can sit down on that god-awful plastic seat, dude. Really build some calluses up there.
Speaking about my ass, on Tuesday, I did leg day.
Yeah.
And I did, okay, what is this person doing? Why are we so slow? Anyways.
I don't know.
I'll focus on
the driving. You focus on talking.
I don't know. We were just approaching this guy really quickly, and I was like, okay, we're about to fucking go bumper to bumper. Anyways, I did, like, leg day on Tuesday, and since I wanted to make it quick, I just tried this...
squats.
I didn't do squats. I did, we only have, like, a leg press machine.
Oh, gotcha.
There's also this other, like, weird infrastructure thing where you can, like, put a bar on these, like, wires and then pretend like you're squatting. And I tried it, and it was the most fucking, most awkward thing ever. Because, like, you just can't... It's so much more off-balance than a normal barbell. But, I went on the leg press machine, and I, like, started at 180. And I just went at it. I did, like, three reps of six or some shit like that, and I lowered to, like, 160, and then I did, like, four reps of eight with, like, 30 second to a minute breaks in between. And normally, whenever I work out, I usually give myself a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I'll, like, go do, like, other machines as I'm, like, waiting for a certain part of my body to, like, just rest a little bit. But I was on the leg machine, and I was just like, all right, I need to get this done quick, because I want to go home and eat, because I'm really hungry and I'm really tired. And that was, the most intense workout that I had in the past, I'd say 3 weeks. Because the next, today I even, woke up, and I was just like, holy shit, dude, I can't walk. And, yesterday, because my sinuses were fucking exploding on me and my head was just, hurting, I had asked a person that I used to be friends with that I haven't spoken to in at least a year. I just randomly asked her. I was like, hey, do you have any, Advil or some shit like that? And because I remember freshman year, she helped me out and got me some Advil for a headache that I had. And she had some Aleve that I could take. And I was like, all right, cool. So she got that.
Where was she? And it just randomly happened to be in the gym, or?
No, I was at lunch.
Oh.
And I saw her walking by, and I was like, hey, Grace, do you have, Advil or something that I could use? And she was like, I have some Aleve in my car. I could get that for you. And I was like, oh, perfect. And when we were in fourth period, I was at A lunch, and she had B lunch.
Yeah.
So I had to go get it while she was in B lunch. And I had to ask her the pass to get out of the classroom just so that I could go out into the hallway and do this edgy-ass exchange where she just hands me, two fucking pills in the middle of the hallway. And I'm like, oh, okay, perfect. And then she's right next to me, and she's like, so, you gonna, do you smash and snort, or are you just gonna eat the entire thing? And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, she kind of made that face of you know what I'm talking about. And I was like, Grace, no, I'm not doing this just to get a high out of it. I need it because my face is about to die. But then I joked around and I told her that I was just going to inject it into my bloodstream, in which it was this hard-ass tablet, so I don't know,
You melt it down?
I just melt
maybe
it.
Maybe you're in chemistry class. Who knows? AP Breaking Bad.
I went into the bathroom just so that I could put it in my mouth and it wouldn't look edgy when I was in class or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So that I could walk out, go back to the classroom, and then drink water and swallow it down. And when I got out of the bathroom to, do that, and, after 5 minutes, someone went out and came back, and they were like, yeah, 15 guys just got pulled out of that bathroom by the dean for some reason. And they all went to the dean's office, and I was like, holy shit, I was in there, 5 minutes ago. That would have been bad. But, yeah, so I took that Aleve pill or whatever, and it kind of helped my face a little bit. But then, suddenly I just felt the soreness in my legs.
Oh, ouch.
I felt it all. I was like, why? Why does this have to happen?
Ouch.
And, my ass was so sore and everything. I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah, when I got home yesterday, I was playing Siege with Grant and all them. And I, stood up after, I'd say, 2 hours of doing some matches. Just
sitting.
Yeah, just sitting.
And then all of a sudden the lactic acid is just like, that's not gonna happen. You wanna stand.
I couldn't straighten my legs. It was hard. I was like, oh my God.
Excuse me, did you want to stand, sir? I think the fuck not.
Yeah, and I wanted to go to the gym yesterday as well, but with my face and everything, I was just like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
I'm not doing that. But today I'm going to go back because I need to do upper body. So then on Friday, if my legs are okay, I can get back into that fucking training again.
Yeah.
My legs. Because that was a pretty intense fucking workout.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to do the same thing with my upper body because I think it seems to be very effective.
Gotcha. So,
but it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt like hell, yeah, dude. I typically take Wednesdays off. That's just typically my off day because I generally have work on Wednesdays, but My boss is like, no, you can have the day off. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? So I just sat on my computer and played fake Pokemon games with Carson and his friend. And then after that, they had to get off. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So I just kind of sat on my computer, and I was like, yeah. This is fun. I had such a weird day yesterday because, I get out of school, supremely early. I get out two periods early. And on top of that, it's a Wednesday, so it's a really short day.
Yeah, so you get out at like what? 11?
I get one at one. I get out at 1:30. Oh, I probably get in my car at like 1:35 ish and get home about 2:02 if I don't make any stops. Mm-hmm. So typically, I'll get home. I'll do my homework real fast. I'll get ready for work and leave. But I didn't have any homework. I didn't have work. All my clothes were clean. Wednesday's my off day on workouts, so I couldn't work out because I was hella sore from Tuesday. Like, what do I do? It's so weird. I have free time?
That's basically
what
me.
What is free time? Whoa.
That's basically me on a daily basis.
So I was like, whoa, dude. So I wait because I knew that me and Carson were supposed to play fake-amon games. Fake-amon games. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll just play Smash for a bit. Like, yeah, that'll pass the time. So I was also waiting for like a game on my phone to update because I was like, yeah, I need quality of life things now. So it was like I would play a game of Smash, check the app store if it was update available. I'm like, nope, okay. Play another game of Smash, check for the update, you know, rinse and repeat. Apparently I updated at 11, so I was wasting my time. 11 at night. So I wasted my time. But yeah, and then I played Fake-amon games with Carson and his buddy, and then I was like, they had to go, so I was like, oh no, this is not good. So I just kind of was like, yeah. So I like was waiting for my mom to get home because she was making lettuce wraps for dinner.
Lettuce wraps?
Yeah, lettuce wraps. Okay. So it's literally like lettuce, and then you just take meat and just go plop,
yeah,
and eat the lettuce with the meat inside of it. So she was making lettuce wraps, so I had to wait for her to get home. So what did I do while I waited for her to get home? That's a good question. And quite frankly, I don't even know the answer myself, but I'm pretty sure I just rolled around on the ground. I shit you not. I probably just went in my bedroom, decided to do something, and said, you know what? I'm gonna lay down for a second. Lay down on the floor and then just roll around. This is what happens when you give me too much free time, guys.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that's sometimes what I fucking do. Like, every day I basically have so much free time because, like, I don't have any extra curricular activities or anything. I don't, like, there's no sports that I play anymore. And, like,
yeah, but at least you can, like, make an executive decision and go, hey, I want to play Siege. I can't make an executive decision and be like, oh, no. I will literally just, like, shut down if you give me too much free time because I don't know what to do with it. And I also have way too many, like, hobbies and interests, so I'm indecisive about what I want to do.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I only play Siege when, like, Will and Grant are on, because then, like, it's easier to play, because then I have, like, communication and shit like that, yeah. Like, make call-outs, because I don't fare well with, like, online players. But, like, in that free time in between of them not getting on and shit like that, I'll just be, like, on YouTube, just watching Hell's Kitchen or some shit like that.
Yeah, but see, that's an executive decision. You still are making an executive decision to go on YouTube.
But also, there would be times where, like, I would be on YouTube for so long that I just get so bored that I just, like, I'd get up and I'd be like, I'm gonna go to the kitchen. But then I just, like, lay down on the floor and just lay there. And then start and then I'd, like, stretch and shit like that.
And you should wait for your cat to walk over and you're like, yes, that's what I was doing. Waiting for my cat to walk over me.
My cat doesn't walk over me. She just, like, kind of, like, walks off to the side, just stares at me, and just sits down and lays down next to me and just stares at me. She doesn't do anything else. And then if I stand up, she, like, panics and then gets up and then just kind of, like, gets back a little bit. And it's like, what? Why? Am I intimidating to you? Sometimes she'll just attack my hands or feet for no reason. And then just start, like, biting me and scratching me. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
Kick it.
I'm not gonna kick my cat.
Again, I could you imagine if you're like in a couple, like later on in life, and you're like, honey, we need a cat. Why do we need a cat, Chris?
So that it can,
and then
attack me.
And then all of a sudden, while you guys are like doing whatever, having some sexy time in the bedroom, you're gonna be like, honey, I can't get off. What do you mean you can't get off? I don't know. I just can't. I need a cat to attack me in order to ejaculate.
There's a cat in the corner just staring at me. I don't know how I feel about it. What do you mean? Looks over at the corner. The cat's just sitting there, like, staring at the two of us. You see what I mean, dude? Look at its eyes.
God.
It reminds me of that one video of the guy who records this, like, really weird... fucked up cat in his backyard. It just has like this pushed up face, like a guy.
Yeah, it's like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's like, Mom,
I think we got like a raccoon or something in the backyard. And he like pulls back the bush to see what it is, and it's like a cat with like a derp face. He's like, oh shit.
And he's like screaming. He's like, Mom, that fucking cat's back again. That fucking video is so great. I feel so bad for that cat, but also at the same time...
It's the derp cat, though.
Yeah, at the same time, that's all staged because that cat has its own Instagram and they actually, like, take care of that cat.
Yeah.
I actually have, like, of my own cat, I have a Snapchat video of when she was, like, a little baby girl in sophomore year. And basically, I was pulling apart this, like, Dell computer. Why are you parking here?
Because I feel like it.
Okay. Well, I mean, your parking spot's open, but...
Nah, it's because I feel like it. I don't want to park over there. Well, this is much more convenient.
Anyways, I have, like, a Snapchat story of where I'm pulling apart a Dell computer to see if I could, like, get any parts out of it.
Yeah.
And my little kitten was, like, in my room playing around with a toy. And... I'm recording me, like, opening the computer or whatever, and I pull the camera over to my cat, who's, like, freaking the fuck out, and just, like, is jumping all over the place, and I reach my hand out, and she starts attacking my hand, she grabs onto it, she starts spinning, and then runs into my door, and just face first, right into my door, makes a really loud noise, and then just, like, she just stops, looks around for a second, and then just goes into my bathroom and never comes back.
That's perfect. That's golden.
I need to show you the Snapchat. I have it saved. But anyways, we're at school and we have to like fucking die now or something.
Something along those lines.
We have to like serve our time in this prison with a bunch of privileged white kid retarded kids. So yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Welcome back to The Morning Ride with Chris and Tate. We'll figure it out.
We should start looping the episode at the end. It's like, hey guys, welcome back to The Morning Ride with Chris and Tate. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure this shit out. I don't know, man.